Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for September 23rd, 2025 at 18:20. If it all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to our meeting. We'll now open up for public comments. I don't know if anybody had anything.
Well, that's what you got coming up on the agenda tonight.
The agenda is right at the table there, Dick, if you want to take a look at it real quick.
We'll see it, I'll ask. In the newsletter that you sent out pertaining street extension of George, is that a pipe dream? Is that something in process? And where does it stand as to?
It's right now in its very preliminary stages.
Okay.
It was something that was approached to the city as a possibility, and not as a city proposing it out.
Is there going to be a time when it comes to the point that we can get further? That there's other public comments?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. To follow any other process that would go through when we have either land acquisition or bigger projects like that as well.
Do you want to just go on the record plan against?
Okay.
Good. Because you've been back there for about 30 years, and the people are kind of trained. And they sell speed like they all live there. That's just going to make it worse there because I'm just out of it for myself. I have to back out of my threat. We come from the south, there's a tree, there's that curve. And you better really watch out. I mean, any of you is up there right now, other than Mr. Drayton, don't have to back out on the street. You don't. So take it into consideration, we're the ones that have to. I counted how many there are on Brad, I counted how many there are on George. It's pretty close to say. Well, the circumstances, what should I say? There's, you know, that letter what you sent out, that didn't generate a little talking. And it's not the best back there by us. So just for a little bit of thought.
No, all feedback is welcome and will be accounted for. So there's no doubt about that.
So that's my feeling. Well, my both other ones that haven't come up there. Because I didn't know how far along this was, you know.
Yeah, we're at the infancy of it. We're not, there's no hard contract or anything like that in place. So.
Okay. Because there's, you know, for some, it might be nice. Most of us back there, they're trained. I don't know. I mean, it's not a big deal. But I think there's other ways that the city can probably use their money. You know, and to put that street to. There's a lot of things to factor in. What's underground there, and what you're going over, how do you got?
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's the reason why we're right at the infancy of it. We haven't even got anything hard concrete in place as of yet.
Well, this works. Yeah, it's fine.
Welcome.
Better than that, can I just listen?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's only was brought to me about a month ago. So
The only other two that really have to back out, which I feel sorry for them, is your two council members that aren't here. They have to back out on County Road 50, which to me would suck.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a freeway at times. Do we ever get any they say local enforcement that kind of rules it, or they were there at
if you let us know, we can let them know. Because they do.
Talk to them for,
yeah.
I've seen them go through at 5:30 in the morning now.
The park, and that's not the community officer either.
Yeah.
They're around.
We go.
Well, and I would assume we did. But it's just.
Because it
can be.
Like Tim has said, there's people that come flying in.
Any specific time, Rich?
Mornings. 6:30, quarter after 6.
So 6
to. In the other end of Cossie, you had some quick trip.
6 to 6:30, then mainly kind of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bad rush. Everything going out, and at night, well, that varies. Say they come in pretty hot.
Well, I see them come in pretty hot right here, too, every day.
It happens.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that stop sign's a warning sign.
We had to see some people in here today.
Yeah.
People don't care. You know, stop doesn't mean stop, like you say. It's, I don't know, there's got to be some bite a little bit somewhere here.
Yeah, we can let them know.
They have to, some have to get pinched a little bit. So the word gets out like,
Yeah.
Even golf carts I see fly by that stop sign.
I stop.
Not you. I haven't seen you drive by our house.
We've got mini bikes that raise hell back on us. We well, I mean, I don't know what you want to call it. Electric bikes. And the young people are getting trained because basically the neighborhood are coming out and stopping. And say, hey, folks. We've got
still
five small kids on the corner where Larry Miller used to live. Granted, they shouldn't be on the road, but it happens.
Has adding stop signs there helped?
You know.
Has adding, since we've added, have you seen it be a little better or not? Or
well, I like to sit in the patio front there, and I can tell when somebody isn't stopping because when they go through the curve, it's
mm-hmm.
I know they didn't stop.
Hey.
When there is no noise,
they stop.
They know what the stop sign meant. Some have got good habits, some have got poor ones.
Because if you got areas back there too, my thought process was we can let the cop know. It's another area he can sit and kind of hide and maybe hand a ticket out or two. And
I mean, they're cruising by me already. Have you over 35?
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I'll request a little more patrol in town for speeding.
You know, in the state park, kind of where Brad has got his little road, it goes through the woods. I'm good there for you.
I don't know how responsive.
Outside there, you got a couple there too.
Yeah.
I don't know how responsive it'll be because I know they're down about 17 to 20 cops.
Well, that's another profession
who'd
want.
Yeah.
Very true.
Whatever. It's stop by.
We'll put in a request.
No, I appreciate that. And if there's any others that have concerns over the possibility of that extension of the road, my mayor's in time will be this next month. So I'll be up here from 4 to 6. If people want to stop by and talk about it.
I think that's going
to
happen.
No.
Okay, I'll wait for the collaboration. If it's closer, if they don't, so much for that.
Sounds good. Yeah. Thanks for the feedback. We'll move on then to the agenda review. I don't know if there's any additions or subtractions. What was it look for a motion to approve as written?
Make a motion to approve the agenda review as written.
Second.
Second, approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Old new city business, baseball park fence.
All right. So in your packet there, there's a diagram. Miller's wants to kind of fence off their properties to keep people from parking and having open access to their property there on Sophia. So they kind of want to fence that off. Let me pull it up here. So it's up here too. So what they're looking is we've talked about the option. It's just kind of an option to fence the whole front off there in front of the building they just added. They'd have a sliding gate fence. So that way it'd allow access to the baseball park yet here. But if we were to do that, I think we'd probably, if we want to consider that, is have some type of easement access drafted up between us and Miller's, you know, that we have use of that legally. So there's something in writing. That would be my only thing if we were to move forward with that.
So you can get through there at all?
Well, it'd be fenced off, like, but we would put a lockbox on there. So like if waste management had to get back there, the baseball club or Miller's, you know, otherwise their other option was is, I don't think it's on here. That's the problem for the shed. They were going to do, they'll fence off kind of around their property, but this would be a simpler, easier, cheaper solution. I mean, I don't know, Chris, what your thoughts are with the baseball club, if that benefits them a little bit, or maybe if it deters people from staying the heck out of the park and trying to.
Oh, I think it will do that because they go up. You know, I'm sure they go up.
I mean, of course you can go all the way the other way around, but
that's the easier way
right
there. No, actually there was talk that once this project got done with the new shed, that there'd be conversations between the club and Mueller's as far as how to beautify the area there, or at least do some type of control. And part of the conversation too was taking taking the Lion's Soul ticket booth from the park and putting it somewhere on that end of the property. So that way there'd be two ticket booths to get into the ball field. But
because I think Jason went and looked today and it's about 12 feet off the fence. Right?
Yeah.
Is where the city property pin is.
And then that whole gap from the fence to the shed, I mean, obviously that's more than 12 feet.
Right.
Do we know how many feet that is? Estimate?
Porch. I'm sort of double that.
We'll probably double it? Okay.
Yeah, probably somewhere over there.
Okay. No, I don't see where, I mean, the only question the baseball club probably would have is just so that they could get access.
Yeah, so that's where we thought we'd do a lockbox.
Yeah.
On the gate. So then that way, the people that need to get access have the access right there in their hands versus, you know, 50 keys floating around and all right. That headache.
So did they indicate if like that would be a swing gate or
a sliding gate?
Oh, just so right to yep. Left to right or yep. Right to left?
They do okay. Two sliding gates.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see what that would be. Obviously, yeah, I do agree with us getting some type of agreement for our easement. So that way, if there is any reason we have to go back and do more work than what the baseball club does, that we have ability to do that.
Yeah, and then too, if that sliding gate, probably Miller's is going to have to access city property to get to their property. And they're fine with that too, so.
Then I guess the other thought process would be is when it comes to waste management and they have their big truck, obviously their big truck could fit through there, but would we then ask the club to bring the big bin all the way out to the outside of that fence, or would we still keep it inside the fence and allow waste management somehow to get in there? That would be just something to consider as the process goes forward.
Well, couldn't we just give waste management the code to the thing and they can open up the thing and go and do their thing and close the gate?
I don't know if they would do that.
Let me reach out to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find out what their limitations are.
Yeah.
So, I think there is enough space if we had to, if we had to move that dumpster in the park out to the outside of the gate, I think there is still space on this picture. And that I think there might still be enough space there to put it out there, don't you think?
Well, then you're going to have a camera there because that's going to be a. And people are going to start dumping.
Yeah,
anyone and everyone use it. Another camera.
Good point. Good point.
Because that dumpster would get you to have that money on that.
No, that's a good point. Okay. Any other thoughts, questions, concerns in regards to the baseball park fence?
Just work it out with Miller and Sons.
Okay, I'll talk to Miller, I'll talk to waste management, and then if they have no objections, then I'll okay with council to go ahead to go to legal counsel and have them draft something up for like easement access.
Yep. And talk to waste management and see if, back in our company, they come out and get out and stuff, but that's not.
I'll see what they're willing to do. Okay.
And then if you want to, you have that in a PDF I'm taking right there, that's what it is?
Yeah.
You want to send it to Rich?
I did.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And I've already talked to Rich.
Okay, good. Good.
He called me on Friday.
Good. Okay. Excellent. So okay. Next item is park pop machine.
Okay. So the great debate is, I think really there are two left that Coke really has.
Spoiler. It's going on Herb's
Really Coke.
Last year, down in 2 miles.
Yeah. Coke's really trying to get rid of them just because of the maintenance and the whatever. I mean, it's not a big moneymaker for us. I look at it. It's nice to have it just so when you have ball games down there, whatever, you grab a water or a pop or something.
Yep.
But in winter, pop's expiring. So we have that too. And I don't think Viking's going to want to just bring it out in summer and, pick it up in winter every year. I'm just throwing all the pros and cons, and everybody else can throw their pros and cons out for it. Because I don't think there's a water fountain there anymore, right? Because that's where it used to be, right? So there's no water fountain there now. The pop machine is kind of taking that place. I don't know how many people in town use it. The only other thing kind of we were discussing today was I could throw it on Facebook as a poll like we've done before. Just a simple poll to see if people want it or not, or
I don't care either way. So
I mean, I've seen people use
it. I do see people use it all the time, but
ball club games and stuff, people are there.
It just gets a pain too because pop people want me to order like 5-6 cases.
That's it.
You're short one case of Diet Coke you need, and so if I gotta order 5-6 cases, right, then there's some people that have
like 3 cases expire over winter.
Well, it's not really expired. Date on a thing, you still got 9 months after it for regular pop bag book. Diet pop is 2 months, but so that's what sucks on that.
Well, maybe I don't know.
You have to order from them. You can't buy like.
Yeah, no one else does 20-ounce bottles.
Oh, they're 20-ounce.
That's bottles. The key. That's how they get you. Because in the store they sell you 16.9, right? So we always thought we'll buy the pop machine and we'll just fill it up. Go to Costco or what? But nope. So that's how they.
So it's bottled pop. It's not canned.
Yeah, it's bottled 20-ounce bottles. like I said, the store, they sell 60.
Right.
I don't know if they'd still work in there, but I don't know. But then again, you probably don't want that headache of maintaining that thing.
It's
so. Kind of why Coke wants to go away from it too. But
well, I guess really they want to get rid of it. If they want to go away from, how long is this going to last? Another year, two or three?
I don't know.
Then you might as well just get rid of it and be done with it.
16.9, I think, is what they sell in the store.
So it's a half a liter.
And then the 20 ounce is what is what's in the machine.
Oh, so 20 ounces is the machine.
Yeah.
16 is in the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the price point on like the 20 ounce bottle?
We make a quarter.
I think it's like a quarter. Yeah, if we figure in winter, if we make $30, we're lucky. And then electricity, me,
right,
screwing around with it.
Yeah.
Reason I asked the question is, what if we went to 20 ounce bottles for rentals at the hall to eat up that inventory that you have to purchase?
We could do that. I think you did that with Summer Ready, right?
The 2 liter bottles are much cheaper.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Almost for convenience.
Yeah,
yeah,
I get that, so, but I just was wondering if there was.
I think we figured that it's almost weird, but you can almost buy a 2 liter bottle for like 1 month's worth.
I believe that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Pretty close, yeah.
It's probably the same price, so it's like.
Okay. Well, that blew that idea out of the water.
I guess it's coming down to that. I guess maybe just get rid of it. Give it another year and
put a poll up. And if anyone has big feelings about it, but
yeah,
I don't drink pop. I don't care.
But then this, nobody will really care. The only people that beat up are the people who use it. So.
Right.
Right.
But if there's a bunch of people that are really passionate about it, then.
I know there's a couple people in town that use a lot. But
I mean, one of my things was is just to have some convenience because we don't have nothing in town.
Right.
If you want to go buy a pop. You know, too. But I don't know how many people are like, I want a pop. I'm going to go to the park. Me, I'd probably be like, I don't need to pop that bad. I don't know. You know, just trying to see the pros and cons to it. If that's even.
Like how many pops a month are.
Or if it's cost effective keeping it.
I say put a poll up, give it a year, and we'll be talking about it this time next year.
Yeah. I guess the other thing too would just try to figure out what the break even is when it comes to spoilage and usage.
Yeah.
With all costs involved.
I think Jason's got a spreadsheet
kind
of started with that. So
and just determine how many we have to sell to break even.
In summer we sell about 100. Probably a month, somewhere around there, and then in winter we sell 30. So
okay, well, we'll move on from that. And if anybody has anything, yeah, but I'd say just put a poll out there and listen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Next item is the big item, the 2026 preliminary budget. We had some good discussion in the budget workshop. I think we are suggesting to go a little bit higher than we had in the budget workshop, if I heard council correctly. Any other thoughts on the budget? Now is the time to add.
I think it's good.
You too.
So right now, what we'd be, we're at the 7.23. There was some discussion of it going to 8.23. So right now we're at 640,978. Another 1% is basically about $5,978.
So why don't we just for now, just as a parking spot, just increase the 150th thing to 11 grand.
Okay.
Because we put it at, we talked about putting it at 5.
Yep.
And then if we just add the 1% there, then at least we have the preliminary set then.
And then that will put us at.
Oh, I got to add it in.
You got to add into the other column.
It's not going to compute if I don't add 6 grand up there. It's not going to carry over by itself. There we go. So then that puts us at 8.23%. We would set the property tax levy not to exceed $646,978 then. And then along with that, set the public comment meeting for the budget for December 9th, which would be our council meeting at 7 o'clock. So basically what we can do is approve resolution number 2025-10, setting the levy limit not to exceed $646,978.
And that resolution has our budget or our December. Yep, that's okay.
Yep, I just got to add the 640
dollar amount, yep.
Which I'll do. And then
I make a motion to approve resolution number 2025-10, setting the levy not to exceed $646,978.
Councilman Poplar, second.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2025-10, setting the 2026 preliminary levy not to exceed $646,978. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We have set the preliminary levy. And we have set our next public hearing for the 2026 budget. Move on then to city council reports. Hopefully next time we hear from Councilman Polson, he'll have some additional family information for us. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilman Weber.
Nothing here.
Councilman Tracy's not here. Mayor Lund, I have nothing at this point in time, other than just to remind anybody who listens to our recordings that I will have my normal hours for Marion time. So come on up and talk to me about anything you want. 4 to 6 here all on Monday, first Monday of the month.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Hamburg City Council, September 23rd, 2025, adjourned at 1848.